Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lantronics, maker of the XPrint server. Print from your iPad, iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit XPrintServer.com/TWiT and enter the code HOLIDAY2012 to receive 20% off your order. Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 19 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, your stewardess for all things iPhone. Every week, we cover 5 great topics, from the best apps to helpful tips and tricks, and of course, the week's iPhone news. We're ready for takeoff now, so please make sure your seatbacks are in their upright position, your tray tables are put away, and your iPhones are completely powered down. Ah, no, just kidding, that part's bull. Leave them on. Number one. I just now decided that we should do a complete show with tips, reviews, and apps all picked by you, the viewers, or as I like to call you, first-class passengers. So let's start with Juan from Bogota, Colombia. He suggests an app called Apps Gone Free, which is made by the same folks who run the website appadvice.com, which I'm actually very familiar with because they write about apps all day long, and I love those people. So let's check out Apps Gone Free. The concept is really simple. It's as simple as can be. Sometimes apps are free for a limited time, which helps developers get exposure, and that's why they do it. There are already a handful of apps that follow temporary deals. You might remember last week we talked about Apps Fire, which has a section for free apps. But if apps that highlight other apps tends to overwhelm you, then you might actually like Apps Gone Free the best, because it only features a few apps per day. The idea is, just because a paid app is free doesn't mean it's any better of an app, so the Apps Gone Free team chooses the best. You, of course, have to trust that the team has good app judgment, but so far, the lists look good. Here's another feature. In the app bump section, you can choose to bump or suggest a paid app that you'd like to be free. If an app gets enough suggestions by the community, Apps Gone Free will contact the developer of that app to get the app temporarily listed as free. That's good value. Oh, and this is probably obvious, but Apps Gone Free is also free. Number two, got a photo app suggestion from Charles called PowerCam. Do you have this downloaded already? Because I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't already have it downloaded, because it's great. Let's start in the capture area. Here's where you can take photos or videos with a ton of filters. Seriously, a ton. It's almost overwhelming. Then they'll be in your PowerCam gallery waiting for you. If you want to edit a photo further, you can do that. Can't edit a video after the fact, but photos you can. Although most of the cool post-processing filters are a $1.99 in-app purchase. It's almost worth upgrading just to stop getting pop-ups to upgrade, but it's not mandatory. There are a lot of options here. But that's not all. You can also make a collage with a group of photos, either as a photo booth strip or a square mix, and a variety of frames. Some of them are dumb, but not all of them. I don't know how often you'd want to do this, but it's nice to know that the collage option is there. Now, if you decide to upgrade, you also get support for panorama photos, the ability to pause while recording videos, kind of a stop motion thing, and access to more effects. I have a ton of photo editing apps, a plethora, if you will, but most don't support video at all, much less real-time video filters, so PowerCam gets a thumbs up from me. That, along with the wide range of fun effects you can add to photos, it could end up being all you really need to spruce up your camera roll. So, thanks, Charles. Excellent app pick. By the way, if you have app suggestions for us, you can always email us at i5@twit.tv. Number three, got another suggestion from Patrick to cover a photo-video hybrid app called Cinemagram. It's actually been around a while. You might have heard of it. We talked about it on iPad Today, back in the day. But I haven't covered it on i5 because I'm just not sure if I love it. But Patrick does, and we all like Patrick, so here goes. Cinemagrams are 2-second videos that either loop or repeat forwards or backwards. You can either take just 2 seconds of video, or you can take a longer video and then choose which section to make your cinemagram out of. Now, sometimes a loop is all you need for whatever motion's in your shot, but you could take it a step further and choose to freeze all but a portion of your video, which can make for some kind of fascinating effects. You just isolate the motion areas with your brush tool, and you sort of see what happens from there. So here's why I'm not really sold on Cinemagram. It's basically animated GIFs, but it's also set up as a social network, and that makes it feel a little bit like Instagram, but for animated GIFs. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just wonder how many of us will be creating Cinemagrams regularly and also wanting to check out each other's regularly. Then again, Tumblr, service that I know and love, you too probably, that's a huge repository of animated GIFs, especially these days. People love them. So maybe if you think of Cinemagram as an easy way to create a funny GIF and upload it somewhere else, with that added social network built in, if you want it, you can go nuts. It's also free. Number 4. Got an email from Lewis, who has a question about backing up apps and iCloud. Lewis writes, I currently have a 2009 MacBook, and it's really slow when backing up my iPhone. I want to switch to iCloud backup. I just don't know how to choose the apps I want to back up if I don't have enough space for all of them. Thanks for the email, Lewis. So, iCloud backup. It can be really helpful because you don't have to think about it, but it's also more limited than an iTunes backup, and that's what you're used to. So, here's your options. To selectively backup apps using iCloud on your iPhone, go to Settings, scroll down to iCloud, scroll down to Storage and Backup, then go to Manage Storage. In the backup section, here are the 3 devices I have on the same iCloud account: my current iPhone, my old iPhone, and my iPad. Let's go to the current iPhone. Then you see all of the apps you have the option to either backup or not, in order of most data hogs to least. If I don't want Flock anymore, I just turn it off. Lewis, I hope that helps. iCloud is great for background backing up, peace of mind, but it's definitely not as fully featured as a good old-fashioned iTunes backup. By the way, 2009, I think you're due for a new MacBook this holiday. Hope your family's watching. Let's take a moment to thank our sponsor, Lantronics, maker of the XPrint server. Quick, what's the best way to print a document or a file from your iPhone? I bet a lot of you would say, oh, there's no easy way. My printer isn't compatible. It's a huge hassle, Sarah. Wah. Aha, but I have a solution for you, because the XPrint server enables wireless printing from your iPad, your iPhone, or even your iPod Touch. No apps, no software to install, and best of all, it works with a USB or network printer you already use. Just open it up, plug it in, and print. The home edition is $99, supports up to 8 USB and 2 network printers. For unlimited network printers, you'll want the network edition for $149. It's perfect for a home or your office. You've got printers, you've got iOS devices, and now they're compatible. Yay! Go to xprintserver.com/twit for more information and to buy. And we've got a special offer for the month of December. Use the code HOLIDAY2012 to receive 20% off your order. Remember, visit xprintserver.com/twit, and at checkout, enter the code HOLIDAY2012. Finally, number 5 from Michael in Arizona, who has an iPhone stand suggestion that's a little pricey, but hey, it is holiday season, and you might be looking for something really special for an iPhone lover who likes their docks. So let's take a look at the best dock for iPhone. Well, that's actually the name of it. That's what the company calls it. This iPhone dock is made by Elevation Lab in Portland, Oregon, USA. There are versions for iPhone 4 and 5 models and a lightning adapter for anybody who needs an upgrade. A power cord fits snugly inside, and the company says that the dock has a 9.5-degree back angle that's just perfect for video calls like FaceTime or Skype. The company also says the docks are made from solid aircraft-grade aluminum, which is the same process that Apple uses for unibody MacBook Pros. That's impressive. So, what will impressive run you? $89. Like I said, it's pricey, but if you're looking for something special for the geek who appreciates quality It ships in 3 weeks or less. By the way, the team at Elevation Lab launched this project on Kickstarter back in September. They were hoping to raise about $75,000. They raised almost $1.5 million. And that's it for this special viewer-submitted episode of i5 for the iPhone. Thanks, everybody. For links to everything that we talk about in each and every show, or subscribe, totally free, or catch up on episodes 1 through 18, they're all really delightful, if I do say so myself. Just visit us at twit.tv/i5. If you know an app junkie or somebody who needs some iPhone tips, send them our way. We'll treat them well. Email us questions, comments, or ideas at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next time on i5.